Hello, this is Willie Woods, your financial nut. Why the financial nut? Because I like to do things a little bit different. Crazy, you know, kind of, or maybe even nutty. But first off, I would like to take care of a little business. I would like to inform you that this information is for entertainment purposes only. This information, if used, is at your own risk and your own expense. I cannot be held and will not be held accountable for any good and bad decisions that you make in reference to this podcast. Thank you. You have a great day. Hello there. This is Willie Woods, the Financial Nut. I'm coming to you today with a little bit of something different. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a few stocks so that you can look at them. But remember, these stocks that I give you are just to look at. I am not asking you to invest in them. I don't want you to think that just because I recommend them that you should invest in them. I want you just to look at them. Now, looking at everything that has happened during the pandemic, industries have pretty much crashed. You know, you could get an airline stock for a little bit of nothing. You could get a cruise stock for a little bit of nothing. There's all kind of companies that were affected. Did you know that you could get Ford or GE for under $7? Now, I guess the question you would have to ask is Ford or GE worth $7? Looking at it from a long term, I would say both of them are. I would say GE still has the engine that they develop. I'm quite sure they're developing all kind of engines for our windmills. Them giant windmills that's going to be all across the country, all across the world. GE has some of them engines. They develop engines for airplanes. They develop engines for everything. So you really can't count them out. They've had many years of mismanagement. They were growing through acquisition. And they never really concentrated on what they were supposed to be concentrating on. So they fell on hard times. Ford, well, they were making cars when people were buying trucks. When the industry changed, you got to change. So now they're making all kind of SUVs. And people are happy and they're buying them. But they got to dig themselves out of this hole. Now, what I want to tell you is that Ford and GE has many a patents and all kind of different technology. Ford is working on automated cars. Or autonomous cars, or whatever you want to call them. They're working on electronic cars. They're working on parts and software for these things. And no matter how you look at it, the game is still wide open. A winner has not been chosen. The leader right now is Tesla. But a winner has not been chosen. And at $7, if it goes to $14, you've doubled your money. The likelihood of it doubling as opposed to Tesla's doubling is probably astronomical. So I want you to take a look at them. What I want you to look for is look for all the industries that they're in, all the stuff they create. Look at their management. When you look at their management, what you could do is you could take the manager's name and put it in a search engine and see what other companies they had worked for. Look to see what boards they're on. There's all kind of stuff you could look for. Now, this is called research. So you can know what this person was about, where he was before. That way you could know what he's about at Ford. Because a lot of times the leopard does not change his stripes. He comes in to do what he did at the other company. That's why they hired him. Will GE die? I doubt it. Will Ford die? I doubt it. Now, they might not be the fly hires that they used to be, but I really doubt that they're going anywhere anytime soon unless somebody buys them up. And if somebody buys them, you're going to get paid for them, so it's not really that big a deal. Or you're going to get a new stock from a company that wanted their technology. But the big thing that's out that most people don't know and that nobody's telling you about is that SpaceX keeps going up into the atmosphere, releasing small satellites. Now you got to ask yourself, well, why are they releasing small satellites? And how many satellites are they releasing? Well, according to what I read, they're creating a constellation around the world. The constellation around the world will be from 3,000 to 4,200 satellites. These satellites will cover every inch of this earth. In other words, everybody's going to have access to internet because they're going to make these internet providing satellites. Now, what's so funny about this is they're not the only ones that's thinking about that. I want you to look up Apple Fi because Apple's thinking about it. I want you to look up Amazon because Amazon's thinking about it. And Facebook will probably be thinking about it, and Google's probably thinking about it. And the reason they're thinking about it is because the phone companies make a lot of money in internet. But with the prices they charge and the service that they give, a lot of people really don't have access. From what I understand, they want to give access to Apple Fi for a subscription price, like, for instance, less than Netflix. I heard $4.90. Now, we don't know if that'll be true or if that'll be the cost, but could you imagine internet that is better than it is today for $4.90 a month? And I'm telling you that because there's an investment in that. There's investment in all those companies. There's an investment in wherever they got the technology for the small sats or small satellites. There's an investment for the people who make the receivers. There's investment for all this stuff. Now, what this thing does is it competes with a different investment. It competes with 5G. 5G is supposed to be so fast and all around the country, which is another investment. But do you understand that if Apple could get these satellites up and they could control their phones using Wi-Fi or Apple Fi, they could bypass the phone companies? There's no need for the phone companies' signal. All of a sudden, they wipe out all that. That's what is happening in the world. So if you're not awoke and you're not listening and you're not looking to see what's going on, open your eyes. There's all kind of stuff going on. Now, the companies that I mentioned them for you to research. I want you to look them up and see what they're doing and see what they're offering. And as you're looking them up, I want you to develop a technique so that you could research other companies the same way you're going to research these. And I want you to be able to find your own ways to research these companies so that you can benefit from the information like all these other people are benefiting from it. Now, most of this stuff is common news, common knowledge. But a lot of you never heard of it. So it's not that common. So I want you to get on the ball so that you could take advantage of the stock market. The stock market is here to stay. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. This is how everything is being financed. You either have to get in the game or you have to sit down and watch from the sidelines. And I want you to get in the game because I want to someday party with you. You know, I don't want you never to be able to sit at the same table as me because we are on different levels of income. That's how this society divides people. You have the haves and the have-nots. You have the no's and the no's, no-nots. You have a choice. You could be either one you want. I'm just asking you to choose. This is Willie Woods, the Financial Nut. I'm out of here.